It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Graham. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to the Morning Skate at SAP Center at San Jose. And I say that with a great deal of happiness and glee because we don't get to do this very often, to actually be at the Shark Tank for the Morning Skate. Let me explain this. The Sharks have virtually all of their morning skate practices when they have a home game at Sharks Ice at San Jose. And part of the reason is the facilities there are really more suited for what the players need, including off-ice training, including medical facilities and everything else. They move everything here during the afternoon of the game, but it's a little bit easier on the trainers. But today, because of the national championships that are over, maybe it's the state championships, over at Sharks Ice, they need the rink. So here we are on the ice surface. I've always believed, Drew, that you should practice on the rink that you're going to play on so you can get used to the ice, you can get the feel of the boards, you can get yourself into the mindset of the game. But obviously there's a theory that maybe that doesn't matter.
I am 100% behind you. I would always practice at my home rink, the rink I was going to play in on game day. I understand the reasoning why, but it's a less of a labor-intensive move if you practice here, where you don't, and on your staff, you don't have your equipment managers lugging stuff back and forth. You don't have your athletic therapist hanging stuff back and forth. All those things that we talk about. But I also think just being comfortable in your home rink is important. And also, you have to, remember the poor broadcasters. That's what I think would be.
Well, I couldn't wait for you to say this, because from our point of view, we want to be able to see the other team. And by the time we get over here, and it's not that far, it's all over here. See, you miss everything, and the only thing you get is the internet feed that everybody has, or you have somebody to come in and send you some copy of some audio. But realistically, though, I still think that this is probably one of the little things behind the scenes that we will see in the coming years. When they do some renovation in this building.
Yeah.
And, we've seen like the air conditioning, we've seen the new ice plant put in, but now that'll be the next step of upgrading the building a little.
Yeah, 100%. And then you'd have the guys over here on the morning skates. And, the players don't seem to be affected by it. Like lots of teams don't skate at their home rink. Lots of teams, and it doesn't affect their performance on the ice. I'm not saying it affects the performance on the ice. It's just a comfort level. I think that you want to get used to the boards. You want to see how it's bouncing. You want to the ice is different. Lots of things go into it. I mean, it just is. So we're happy to be here for sure. We don't get many of these, so we get to enjoy them.
Well, here we are, Sharks playing the Chicago Blackhawks, and wouldn't you know it, Devin Cooley is going to be the starting goaltender for the San Jose Sharks. So this will be the first time in this building, and only the second time in history, that a Santa Clara County native is going to play in a game for the San Jose Sharks. And I think this is fantastic for his family, but I also think it's really good for the guys inside that dressing room too. Because the Sharks, let's face it, are in not a good place right now. They've lost 6 straight games. They've been the master of 40 minutes of hockey for the last 6 games, really. And it's the third period in the end of the game that's killed them. And I think just something like this is a nice little diversion, a nice little reminder of what a great moment this is for not only a young player like Devin Cooley, but for an entire family support system that helped this kid get to the National Hockey League. And to me, that's something that I think we should all celebrate.
100%. Also, from a hockey point of view, this is Devin getting a chance to get the win against Chicago, which he richly deserved in Chicago. But again, 40 minutes of play, not from his end, from his teammates' end, wasn't enough to beat Chicago, because they played a very good third period and the Sharks didn't. The having Devin back play here, can you imagine this kid? This kid grew up here.
Love Nabby.
Love Nabby. And was a junior Shark and came up through the organization. And now he's going to play in front of his family again and the fans of the San Jose Sharks, something he must have dreamed of when he was a kid. And I think it's a great moment. And Devin's a really interesting young goalie. He's very, very quick, very tall, great legs. He gets down in the butterfly very fast. He does that virtual reality goggles on to warm up before the game, which, you know, amazing. I've not seen that yet from any other goalie. So he gets the VR on, and he's playing goal in his warm up before he puts his equipment on and comes out in the ice. Very smart guy. And so it's I'm excited for him.
You mean he's doing VR in the dressing room, in the hallway? Yeah. I've never actually seen that because I haven't been in that position.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. I wish I knew that because I just had a great conversation with Devin yesterday about goaltending. He didn't mention that, but we were just talking about it for an issue in an episode of the 1991 Club for 91 Club members. I think I might sneak in a little bit of that content tonight since he's playing. But I'm really impressed with his approach, his enthusiasm, his ability to communicate, which is important for a goaltender. And I think that it's going to be a lift for the other guys who are kind of, mumbling their way through this season.
With Devin, what he is really good at is letting the game come to him. He knows it's the NHL and he knows it's a big moment, but against the Blackhawks, he just let the game come to him. He didn't force things. He just was making sure that he was there in the right position to make the saves. He played a very good game. I mean, you look at that game against Chicago, and the goals, what, three went off Sharks? So, hope he gets the redemption tonight. He's a very intelligent young man. Danny's the type of guy you cheer for. We haven't known him very long, but he's enthusiastic, as you said, about his opportunity right now. He's trying to make the most of it, and he's one of those guys you cheer for, because it's been, There's a lot of different roads to the National Hockey League. There's a lot of different paths that guys have to take. Lots of different adversity. Everybody faces it. And he's faced it, and he's going to come back here tonight and play in front of his family and friends, like I said. Let's go.
By the way, I've got the solution to the blue Rochester American pads, Buffalo Sabres, Rochester American colors. I asked him about that, and I said, how long does it take to break in a new pad? He goes, not that long, but the problem is I'm getting them delivered here next week.
Yeah.
So manufacturing, I don't know what it is, the supply chain or whatever, but he has to, of course, you have to order pads that are custom made for you. When you're in the NHL, you get a chance to do that.
But when you're that big.
Well, and how about the size of the pads above the knee these days?
Yeah, it's amazing. And think about the old days, way back in the day when we first started. Those were heavy leather
cricket pads.
Yeah, they really were just as heavy as could be and tough to break in.
By the way, cricket pads, that brings up tonight's game because we're celebrating South Indian culture. There's a holy ceremony. That's one of the great holidays in Indian culture today. And they're handing out cricket shirsies to everybody. Cricket, very, very popular. By the way, when we were on the air the other night, I was pondering whether they call them innings in cricket, and they do have innings. That's where the term innings comes from, cricket.
Wow. Wow.
So that's for any baseball fans out there. But what the Sharks need to do is to make sure they get their innings right on the ice, and they got to play all three periods, innings, whatever you want to call them. And the hardest part of the game for me in Tampa, in many respects, the Tampa Bay game, I think they may have played their best 40 minutes in the first two periods of the last six games, but that doggone penalty at the end of the period to Jan Ruta brings their number one power play in the NHL out there. Braden Point snaps one in. And Kucherov, I mean, the fourth assist was incredible. He was great all night. Tough to win in games like that. This is a different animal with Bedard coming in here for the very first time for the fans to see him too.
When the stars of the league take over, the San Jose Sharks just don't have enough to combat it. And we've seen that several times this year, that at this point, the San Jose Sharks in their franchise building just don't have the guys who can compete with Kucherov or Point. You can against Bedard because you do it by committee, and he doesn't have the surrounding cast either. Tremendous player. But he's not very big. He's not very fast. He is incredibly intelligent. He has got a wicked shot. But overall, with Bedard, you don't have the supporting cast that Tampa has or Rangers have or any other good top teams.
It's going to be a really exciting game tonight. Great crowd on hand to watch Devin Cooley play against Connor Bedard. Sharks and Blackhawks. Drew and I are on the air at 7 o'clock Pacific time. Until then, that's the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.